Charlie Duckworth is joining us for the Chris Wallace Stable. As I say, good morning to you, Charlie. I guess the expectation is high for many of us to see Arcadia Queen today.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very exciting day for the stable and, well, I think for the whole of Australian racing, really, getting to see an Everest Hope step out for the first time in Sydney.
What do you feel about her? She showed you that class that she shows on the that she showed last prep?
Yeah, she has. She has. She's got a bit of fire in her belly, which I guess is always a good thing. I think particularly with mares. And her work has been second to none. So we're pretty confident that we've obviously got her nice and fit and ready for her first up assignment. And look, she's drawn the perfect barrier and she's got a good rider aboard. Hopefully we can have just plain sailing.
You've got a couple other runners there. Zusain looked in really good shape. He always does, but he looked in fantastic shape last week.
Yeah, he did, didn't he? He looks like he could be covering mares already. He's an absolutely beautiful horse. And we've obviously had a couple of changes in his gear, putting a nose roll on like his old man used to race in, and also a tongue tie. Look, as everyone saw in that track gallop last Saturday, he's absolutely airborne. He's only been touched off narrowly in a couple of Group 1s, so this is a race where he can certainly put his hand up and come out on top. But look, it would be pretty hard to split them both, obviously. No Arcadia, but it's pretty exciting to have it, both of them line up, and you can't really forget about Tom. His first up record's outstanding, so it will certainly be there to upset the party.
Yeah, for sure. The Tom Melbourne parody Twitter account, Tom, come out and said that if Arcadia Queen and he run 1-2, that Chris is going to give him a bubble bath and the water walker tomorrow. I found that quite amusing. But he is good first up, but he's probably better when he's got inside draws.
Yeah, he is. Unfortunately, obviously, we scratched him from an awkward draw last week, but he's got to start somewhere. We can't just keep scratching him. And you know, he's one that we never run scared with him because he always performs.
A couple of runners in race two, Lady Cuvée and Humboldt Current.
Lady Cuvée stepping up in trip to a more reasonable distance for her. Chose to claim just because she had a bit of a tough run with a big weight on a heavy track last start, and Humboldt Current, we're looking to see an improved performance back on a good track.
Adana, he gets the chance to stamp himself today back on a dry track. If he can do it with dry, you're back in business.
Yeah, exactly. Look, his form probably is a little bit better on softer surfaces, but Tommy Berry galloped out there this morning and said there is still a little bit of give in the track, so that gives us a bit of confidence, and it's hard to knock a last start winner.
Couple of runners, or three runners in the staying race. De Beer back to the dry and bolted in last start. He looks progressive.
Yeah, he does. He does. Yeah, he was home and hosed at the turn at Moonee Valley, but you know, Moonee Valley is a track where that can be the case. Stepping back to the 2400, I don't think it's a concern because, like I said, the 25 around Moonee Valley is a little bit softer than a 24 on a bigger track like it is today.
And you've got Gayatri and Desert Path there. Gayatri's found a bit of form now, and Desert Path, you've decided to put the blinkers on him.
Yeah, look, Gayatri's obviously racing consistently. She deserves to be winning a race like this. Whether it's today or not is obviously yet to be seen, but she's going well. And Desert Path, we're just trying to find the key to him. We're still really learning about him, and we put the blinkers on. We were originally thinking we'd ride him a little bit more forward, as he seems a little bit one-paced, but the awkward draw might offset that. So still yet to determine exactly how he's ridden, but I'd imagine we'll see how he begins, and that might determine where he ends up in the run.
True Detective and Reformist in race five?
True Detective, obviously a good winner last start, being by Seamus Award, stepping up to the 1500, you'd think will only bring about improvement in him. He's a good horse, but it's a good race. And then Reformist, he's gone he's obviously gone straight from maiden grade into group company. Last start and didn't disappoint, and the extra 100 metres won't worry him. And I think back on a dry surface could be a positive for him.
Two beautiful three-year-olds, Yes, 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 and Kubrick.
Yeah, Kubrick gets in with a nice weight of 50-55, so that's obviously a big plus. I guess the trickiest thing about this race is the fact that most of the runners have already had a start, so they do have that little bit of fitness edge. But because all these horses that have gone to a Queensland Carnival and then come back down, such as ours, and also the only other runner in the race that hasn't had a start, they don't actually have that long in the paddock, so they do actually come back in for their spring preparation with a bit of residual fitness. So I'm not too concerned that fitness will be our undoing today. And obviously, Yes, 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 he did have a lengthy spell, but that course proper gallop in between the races with Zusein last week has tightened him right up, and he's ready to go.
Beauty. And you finish with Noir, who should be running on in the Shiraka.
Yeah, exactly. Look, she was only beaten about a length in the Dane Ripper towards the end of last prep. A couple of scratchings come out that certainly made the race a little bit easier for her. But look, we want to see her charging and attacking the line, and then we can work out exactly where we can do this prep.
Beautiful. Good luck with them today, Charlie.
No problem. Thank you.
And Charlie, can I just ask, Enticing Star, as we know, has got the slot in the Everest. Is she close?
Yes, she is. She is. Just decided to wait with her.
Yep.
She could either go to the shorts next week over 11, or wait one more week. Obviously, the plan is to go into the Everest pretty fresh, and it's still a long way off. So there's no real rush. They're both sort of fit and ready, and we're just basically biding our time. To basically try and find them both the perfect opportunity to kick off and then go into the Everest second up.
Understand. Good information for our listeners going forward. Thanks a lot, Charlie.
No problem.